ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the United Nations top human rights expert says the rights of judges must be upheld in order to ensure there's justice for everyone. The special rapporteur on the independence of judges and lawyers has made the comments after Kiribati's parliament voted to remove an Australian-born High Court judge from office. The vote comes after a tribunal report recommended the dismissal of suspended judge David Lambourne. Justice Lambourne, who is married to the country's opposition leader, has been given 21 days to appeal, after which he is facing deportation if he does not leave earlier. Dubravka Volodya asked the UN's Margaret Satterthwaite to outline her concerns.
The concerns come about both from the circumstances of the original charges against him and then the process that was used by these different tribunals. Very much did not follow what would be called natural justice or due process guarantees that are required under human rights law. So just as an example, not having the opportunity to attend every hearing of the tribunal, not being able to cross-examine witnesses against you, not being able to bring in observers. These are just some of the concerns that arose in this setting. But the broader context, I think, is the really big concern, which is the manner in which Justice Lambourne was brought up for these charges appears to be political. And the reason I say that is he is married to the head of the opposition political party. And it's always a concern in any country when you see a potential political issue combined with a failure to provide due process. It's quite a toxic combination. And it really leads to human rights violations in a lot of circumstances. So in this case, what I'm concerned about is that Justice Lambourne did not get a fair hearing and that he's being removed from his judge appointment, essentially as a political move by the government.
Now, there were a few charges against him and only one was upheld. What do you think about that charge being upheld, and would that justify the steps that the government is taking?
Under international standards, the removal of a judge should only be for their incapacity to undertake their duties or for serious misbehavior. So what we have to ask is, were these charges one or both of those two things? And the charges that he was found to have been liable for were to have delayed a judgment. Now, delaying a judgment is something that you see in a lot of cases in jurisdictions in every part of the world. I mean, probably every single jurisdiction has seen a delayed judgment at some point. Here in the U.S., we have something called the six-month list, where if a judge has had a decision that's been outstanding for 6 months, they appear on a list. And then the idea is to kind of ensure that they get off the list next time and that they continue to move forward with their cases. So it's a normal thing to happen. It is very unusual and strikes me as quite inappropriate to turn that into a disciplinary problem. The delay is an administrative problem. It's potentially an issue of management. It might be an issue of workload. You know, we don't know all of the reasons, but turning that into a disciplinary infraction is very, very troubling. And it's important, I think, for all of us to remember that the purpose of the Kiribati justice system is to serve the people of Kiribati. It is not to ensure the rights of judges, but judges' rights must be upheld in order to ensure that there's fair justice for everyone. And so it's very, very concerning that what appears to be a political concern, or I don't even want to call it a dispute, but a political effort, has now landed the entire people of Kiribati in a place where they can't seek justice before the courts functionally.
In terms of judges in the Pacific, and I'm sure in many other countries as well, we are seeing that a lot of the judges in Kiribati and also in some other countries are from Western countries. So in Justice Lamborn's case, Australia, we also had, you know, judges who serve from New Zealand. And some have criticized that as saying, you know, this is a remnant from the colonial past and the countries should have their own judges. What's your view on that, on that sort of criticism? And could that play into it as well?
The first thing I want to say is I think these are very important issues. It's extremely important to think about who should be judges in any society, in any culture, in any political jurisdiction. So that's a crucial question. And there's no question that, unfortunately, many judicial systems are marred by colonialism. And that's something I can again say, even here in the United States, we still have remnants of colonialism in our system, and it's something that we're working through. So I am quite sympathetic to those concerns. However, if there will be a transition away from judges who are from Western countries, it must be done in a transparent manner, in a manner that affords due process to judges who are sitting in their current positions, and in a way that is not political. So it needs to be through a process that is legal, transparent, and with due process. One other thing I'll say about this is it's not unusual, of course, for very small countries to need to have foreign judges on their national courts. And that happens in other regions as well. And I think it's also something to be often celebrated. It's a place where judges can learn from each other across different jurisdictions. So I don't think that that in itself is a problem at all. I think actually it could be something we would celebrate. I do understand the concerns around colonialism or around cultural, inappropriately cultural fit, perhaps one might say, but that's not something that arises overnight and must be solved by removing judges in a way that doesn't comport with due process. So I would hope that this discussion could not be politicized and utilized as a way of getting rid of judges, but instead there could be a real public debate within Kiribati, within other countries, and an open discussion of if there is an issue that we'd like to change, how should we do this in a way that's fair?
In terms of Justice Lamborn getting back to that issue, what are his options now? Because I think he's been given 21 days to appeal, or he will be deported. What's the next step?
I think he's in a very difficult position. I'm certainly calling on the government to give him a visa and to ensure that he can stay and pursue an appeal if that's what he chooses to do. I think it's very hard to predict, and so I won't try to predict, but one would assume that he would have a right under the Constitution to appeal this decision and to look into the issues of due process that are underlying the concern. So I don't know what will happen. I hope that it will be something that will allow Judge Lamborn to vindicate and advance his rights, and also for the people of Kiribati to see justice done in a transparent way.